93. The proposal.
Don't pay any attention to the facade, said Ruth. The external part of the restaurant is being renovated. It's much nicer inside. Ruth had extolled the restaurant so much that Linda felt compelled to try it. Linda sat down and stared at the menu. The prices are extravagant. Don't worry, I'll treat you, Ruth replied. She had an exuberant smile. Don't you think this place exudes charm? Even the napkins are made of special fabric. I thought places like this were extinct in our district, Linda said. She lit a cigarette and began to smoke. Speaking of extinction, you're not going to be in existence for much longer if you keep smoking, Ruth said. Ruth thought Linda's extremities were losing color due to her smoking. Besides, it's against the law to smoke in a public restaurant. Just then, a police officer approached. Madam, please extinguish your cigarette, the policeman said. I'm not trying to extort money from you, but the law requires that you pay me a $300 fine. The officer turned to Ruth. You're an eyewitness.
Well, you're going to have to extract it from somebody else, because I don't have $300, Linda said.
Ruth and the police officer laughed. He's being facetious, Ruth said. This is my boyfriend, James. He's humorous, isn't he? Linda wasn't amused. Sure, Linda said. His joke was as funny as my last facelift. Next time, just tell me a fable.
I thought it might facilitate your effort to quit smoking, James said. I'm sorry if my facile effort upset you. Come to the police facility someday and I'll show you around. However, the real reason I'm here is to give Ruth this diamond ring.
It has so many beautiful facets, Ruth sighed. James kneeled. Will you marry me?